Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. The cooler weather that we have been hoping for is finally here, and the projected forecast indicates that it is here to stay. Thank goodness. Autumn lawn and garden issues are much more tolerable for gardeners to manage as the temperatures outside are so pleasant and welcoming. These welcoming temperatures not only welcome us back outside, but unfortunately also encourage specific lawn diseases and weeds. One of the most prevalent diseases gardeners can see this time of year in their lawns is a disease called large patch. Large patch loves these cooler nights and warmer days. Optimum conditions for this disease to develop is when temperatures outside at nighttime are between 65 and 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and daytime temperatures do not climb above 85 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. This disease has recently had its name changed from brown patch to large patch. This disease is caused by the soil-borne fungus called Rhizoctonia. Rhizoctonia is one of the most common diseases of warm-season turf grass in Louisiana. This is a very fitting name of the disease because when conditions are favorable, the disease will develop and spread rapidly into large circular areas or irregular-shaped patches of brown turf when not treated. Although the turf is usually not killed, Rhizoctonia does attack and rot the base of the leaf sheaths, killing the leaf blade. This results in areas of sparse turf that readily is invaded by weeds, which creates another problem requiring additional management. St. Augustine grass is by far the most susceptible turf grass, but centipede and zoysia also have issues with brown patch. Though the disease is soil-borne, it does need free water on the turf leaf blade to begin developing. When scouting for diseases in your lawn, check the areas near trees and shrubs first. These areas will typically be shadier than others in your lawn and will block out adequate airflow through the area. Both the shade and lack of airflow will allow water to sit on the leaf blade slightly longer than open areas of your turf and could start the disease progression. We generally recommend at least two fungicide applications a month apart in fall, first beginning in mid to late September and the second in mid to late October. Though we're a little past this, if conditions in your lawn are still progressing, we do recommend additional treatment in November and December. In areas where large patch is known to have occurred previously, an application of a fungicide in mid-March at the green-up stage is also advisable. While chemical control options do exist and will yield tremendous results, there are cultural controls that can be employed, such as cutting back on irrigation. A lawn needs an average of 1 to 2 inches of water applied per week, whether this water is applied by irrigation or rain, and with fall and winter time demanding much less than this. Check your irrigation system and be sure you are not exceeding the recommended amount. If the disease is originating from a shady area due to a tree canopy, consider options other than growing turf in that area. Creating a shade garden or simply mulching these shady spots are two great alternatives to growing turf in a shaded area. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.